Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The DH, Al Bumbry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Paul Mitchell. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Bob Hysa. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dick Drago. And now, play ball. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Singleton reaches second base with a double. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Burleson. Grich moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hysa fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo takes first base on ball four. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson bunts towards first. May fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Drago covering, for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a pop-up into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle misplays the ball. That's an error on Doyle. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle strikes out. One out. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carbo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bumbrey takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn, who is chasing the ball. May reaches third base with a triple. Bumbrey goes all the way around to score. It's Orioles, 1, Red Sox, 1. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. May scores. One out. It's 2-1, Orioles. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive towards third. Heisa reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Northrup. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Northrup. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski scores. It's Orioles, 2, Red Sox, 2. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Ross Grimsley now pitching. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-1 in the game. Doyle bunts towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. Rice scores. Fisk moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa is 0-for-1 in the game. Hysa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fisk moves to third. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carbo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Northrup throws the ball into Grich, who tags Carbo trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Fisk scores. Hysa moves to third. It's 5-2, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Bellinger reaches second base with a double. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Singleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bellinger scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. Grich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Grich reaches second base with a double. Singleton moves to third. Jim Burton now pitching. Tommy Davis pinch hits for Al Bumbrey. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Singleton scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. May is walked intentionally. Paul Blair pinch hits for Jim Northrup. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grich scores. May moves to third. It's Orioles, 5, Red Sox, 5. Reggie Cleveland now pitching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Wayne Garland now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper is walked intentionally. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heise fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. Bellinger tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's Orioles, 6, Red Sox, 6. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Grich hits a pop-up into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doyle hits a line drive into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Heise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heise hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Carbo moves to third. Grant Jackson now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. May moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 9-6, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-3 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Duncan reaches second base with a double. Diego Segui now pitching. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bellinger hits a pop-up into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Juan Beniquez pinch hits for Cecil Cooper. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Griffin pinch hits for Denny Doyle. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Rice moves to third. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli pinch hits for Bob Heisa. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski now playing first base. Juan Beniquez now playing left field. Tim Blackwell now catching. Doug Griffin now playing second base. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Singleton strikes out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Segui fields it and throws to first for the out. Grich moves to second. Two outs. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. May reaches second base with a double. Grich scores. It's 10-6, Orioles. Tony Muser pinch runs for LeMay. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Blackwell for a passed ball. Muser moves to third. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Burleson hits a line drive into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carbo moves to second. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Lynn hits a pop-up into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Red Sox 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Barr now pitching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Blackwell to Griffin and they have Baylor trapped. The throw over to Yastrzemski, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Robinson hits a pop-up into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Duncan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Duncan moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Duncan moves to third. Bellinger moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Beníquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beníquez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beníquez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans pinch hits for Tim Blackwell. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.